Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
As again, I like to talk about my music. But, you know, because I'm a person who's living in 2022 or in the future or present. I'm living in the present. An unfortunate thing about living in today's society, especially California, which is very advanced, you know, is living around people who are not up to par with society or out of touch. You know, it's against the law to be a racist in a society. There's some people in the society, say, you know, near me, who do not like me because I don't live the way they want to. I have somebody who thinks they're Christian conservative living in the 1930s. I have somebody who said they contacted a judge or mental health because they feel I wasn't working or I don't hang out around with people of my own kind. You know, that's sick and that's racist. These people are disturbed. That's disturbed. As I said before, the CARE Act should be, they should block these people in a hospital or prison. You know, these people said they're going to follow me for another year or so. That's crazy. I'm too high functioning. I got on my own business, I own my home. I don't know why they're coming over here. They got some severe mental problems or some obsession with being a criminal. Some of them said that my dream is broken. Again, that's a hater, that's a sociopath. And they are sociopaths. Something wrong with the society, they don't get locked up. The bottom line is, I marry whoever I want, I hang out with whoever I want. I do not live by narrow-minded society rules or by what somebody else told me. That's the objective way of living in democracy. As I said in podcasts, there's always going to be somebody who live or look different from me or you, no matter what country we come from or have a different religion. The difference between the United States and other countries is that they're more controlling. They make you believe one religion over another. In this country, you're allowed to believe whatever you want. And our laws protect us, you know, separation of church and state. We don't use religion to hurt people. I have a deranged person who said, because he thinks I don't believe in Jesus, that I have bad luck, or he don't want me to live where I'm at, or he want me to be investigated for mental health problems. That's crazy. We don't use religion to hurt people. I don't live by his rules. That's the beauty of the Constitution. Yes, most people probably in the society are Christian. But there are Jews, there are Islam, there are people who don't believe in anything, and they do very well. We have a right to believe what religion we want to in this society without being harassed. We can't live by narrow-minded society rules or prejudice. Again, I hang out with people of different races and colors, or people, you know, same color, it depends. Whoever I hang out with, I can't live around society narrow-minded views. Like these people that stay with my own kind, you know that's racist. That's the KKK. You want to divide the races or segregation. Segregation is not going to happen. We're not living in 1920, but this guy grew up in 1920, 1940, and thinks that we have to live 70, 80 years later. He live in my building or live around. I don't want this racist around me. He's too racist and dangerous. When I tell people these things, I tell the truth. There are people like this in society who cannot keep up with the changes or who are narrow-minded, living backwards. They should be investigated for prejudice or racism, just like the KKK or any type of narrow-minded person whose lack of education and awareness of how to live around people who are different from them will cause trouble and put this person cause this person to be investigated by the FBI, a hate group or something, so they don't harass people in the society, especially California. California is so diverse with different colors and races and creeds. The truth of the matter is the universal point of view that everybody's created equal and we are all equal. I'm a very open-minded person. I like all people of all races. But whoever I marry, whoever I do, wherever I work, what kind of job I work, whatever I do, that's my right. My right, whatever I believe religion, is my right under law, and it's my right not to be harassed because of it. And these people want to harass people who are different and think differently from them. I have an individual in my building who target me, who thinks that I should be investigated, or I shouldn't be in school, or I should be doing this and doing that. That is not how you live in this society. That person is dangerous. I am very aware mentally. I'm very high functioning. I'm highly educated, and I do know basic common sense. I will never, ever be told who to hang out with, what lifestyle to lead, or so on. Perhaps this person thinks something's wrong with me because I'm gay. Gay is normal. You cannot be a homophobe, a racist, and anti-Semitic in the society. This individual is. If you're a backward Christian conservative, which this person is, you need to learn how to live around other people and religions, or he's going to be investigated for a hate crime or something. I don't think he knows how to live. He says he's from South Carolina, or he says from the past. We're not living in the past. The segregation will never come back. I have been hearing these people say they were concerned about my mental health and well-being because of my economic conditions. That in itself is hideous, and something is wrong if these people ain't been investigated themselves by police or something, if they think like that. There are a lot of people who are unemployed or employed in the society. There are a lot of homeless people on the street. Unfortunately, those people should find places, and we should find jobs, but some people are at different levels. Some people do what they want. They should not be harassed or told what to do. We're adults. We're not living in a communist country, or we're not living in a dictatorship. Again, I have heard these people say they're going to follow me around because they're concerned about me and they don't want me to go to school and they want me to get a job. I have worked many years, and I have done so much as a high-functioning person. I have a doctorate level. I also own my business. These people are mentally ill and criminal. These people are also very racist and very stuck in the past, which requires them to be checked by some psychiatrists as well as a police department. They don't know how to live in this country or learn how to live under democracy of the U.S. Constitution, which requires them to be investigated. They're incompatible with living in as an American citizen in 2022. The truth is you don't do that to any adult or anybody unless it's something illegal or criminal or something that relates to something that's an emergency. You do not target me or anybody. Simply because I hang around white people does not mean that something is wrong with me. Simply because I live life on my own terms, there's nothing wrong with me. I should not have somebody say they contacted a dean or a judge to follow me around for a year. That's crazy. I have to file a criminal report. I may have to file another complaint of discrimination. I may have to file another complaint of harassment. These people are dangerous. What are they doing? Some militia, some person want to take the law in their own hands who can't accept the reality of the present. That's exactly what it is. The truth is we marry whoever we want, gay or straight. It doesn't matter what race you are. If people want to work or not, I think the value of work is important. That's their life. You don't go and harass somebody because of what they do. If they worried about me or what I do, you don't do that. We don't go by race in a society. There are a lot of interracial marriages and a lot of gay people who are married. There are a lot of people who are single. Then there's a lot of people who are traditionally married, heterosexually. Whatever people prefer is their right under law, and they should not be harassed for it. We should not use Christian or any type of religious to harass or be a bigot. Religious fanatics and zealots in the Christian religion or Islamic religion or any type of religion should be stopped because they're the ones who are mentally ill and crazy. And if people are concerned about what I say on this podcast, what I'm trying to say is we marry whoever we want. We live the way we want. If people want to be, I'm just saying in general, employed or not employed, they should not be harassed. File a restraining order, call the police. People who can't accept the changes around them or trying to control strangers' lives should be investigating themselves for being insane, and they should be kept away. They could be potentially dangerous. There are people in the society who are narrow-minded. They're racist, they're homophobes, they're anti-Semitic. They can't accept that they don't like civil rights laws. They think that society evolves around one religion and so on. That's their right to believe it, but it's not their right to act out on their narrow-minded beliefs or try to harass people for it. They cannot be harassing or targeting people. And in my case, because of the way I live or what I employed, or because I'm a musician or intellectual or whatever, somebody said that I should be investigated. They should follow me for a year. That's crazy, and that's illegal. If they said they convinced a dean of a school or a judge, they are a dangerous person. They can't do that in a society. You can't tell me what or how much education I can get. There are lots of people with degrees. You can't tell me what job I should have. You can't tell me who I should hang out with. That's a violation of my equal protection and equal rights. That's a civil rights violation. The best way for me to deal with it, I see people act in certain ways or I see people do things, but I'm not going to get in their business. We can't make somebody marry somebody because of our beliefs. We can't make somebody work because of our beliefs or something. That's crazy. That's not a democracy. That's something wrong with this person. And I don't want to deal with people like that. Unfortunately, we have crazy people in a society who think that everybody should do what they want, as they say. Because of their religious, they use Christianity. Like, everybody's a Christian. Who ain't a Christian has to be immoral, and they need to be targeted. You can't use religion to hurt people. You can't try to get the law involved because you don't like my lifestyle, or you don't like me being a musician, or you don't like me working or non-working. You don't like me hanging around with certain people. You think, oh, I need to believe in Jesus. That is against the rule. That is against the teachings of Christianity or any type of religion. You can't use religion to hurt people, harass who don't believe what you believe. You can't harass somebody because you feel you got to control their life. That's why we have the Civil Rights Act. Because 50 years ago, people were going by race, and it caused so much strife. I'm glad people can see there's good and bad in everybody regardless of race. And 50 years ago, they were very ignorant. They used to have segregation, and not too long ago, 30 years ago, used to target people who are gay simply because of their bigoted beliefs. I'm glad that people are more open-minded to see in 2022, for the most part, that any type of discrimination or harassment or trying to get involved in other people's lives without their permission or trying to make somebody do something against their will is wrong, and it's against our democracy, and it's against civil rights and equal rights. But unfortunately, still in 2022, which I observe, even in the blue state of California, now there's somebody near me and people near me who simply don't understand that, and I consider them dangerous. They are still living in the past, and they're trying to control me or trying to make me marry somebody who they don't like that I hang around people of other races. They don't like me doing something employment-wise. They want me to stop my education. That is crazy. I'm too high-functioning. I'm in control of my life. No one can tell me what to do in my life, and I will never tell another person what to do with their life. That's against democracy. These people got mental problems, and they're dangerous and criminals and sociopaths. They should be, if they're racist, homophobes, and so on, they should be investigated by the government for civil rights violations. If they can't accept what's going on around them, then they better just deal with it, because society is going to change regardless. And they need to mind their business, but they can't. So they should be investigated by the police for racism or civil rights violation or for just plain insanity, because that's not how you live in the society or this democracy that's called United States of America. No one should be harassed because of who they marry or because they're gay or straight, black or white, or where they work or not. We don't do things like that, and that's exactly what is going on with me. And I can't let no crazy, deranged, lunatic, or racist, or someone who lives in the past who can't accept reality tell me what to do with my life. And I can't do that to anyone else. Please get the mental health people involved, the police involved, the law involved. Protect all citizens from crazy people who want to get into you and our lives. We need to be. They need to know that we need to let people live and mind their business. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.